As we enter the Word of God this morning, we are reminded that it's really about God's plan of love for us, all of it. And the Gospel of Luke today expresses a part of that plan unfolding. But it really begins right before this Gospel, when the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary. And we hear the angel say to her, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." Now, where that comes important to us, it's in two ways. One, it's the Hail Mary. Every time we say the Hail Mary, we are quoting the Bible. Every single time. Hail Mary. But it's also Mary's yes that enters our lives too, because her yes enabled Jesus to become, to enter into her womb. And so as she journeys to visit Elizabeth, we hear in the gospel they greet one another. Now, there's a part of this that some of us won't be able to really know for sure what it means. But those of you that have been mothers, you know what they're talking about in the gospel. That the baby leaped in her womb. You know what that sounds like, looks like, feels like. For the rest of us, it's really an invitation to let the Lord touch our hearts in a very personal way, in a very special way, and in a very loving way. Letting the Lord come to us and touch us. And so we hear the greeting that Elizabeth gave. "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Again, echoing the Hail Mary. Echoing the Hail Mary. So this gospel is very personal to us as a church, and very personal to us as Christians and followers of Jesus. Blessed is the fruit of the womb. But then she says, "But who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" That's a wow moment. That's a wow moment. Mary carrying Jesus in her womb, coming to Elizabeth. That's what this moment of the Mass is about for us. Mary carrying Jesus, bringing him to each and every one of us. Yes, it is a moment of faith. Yes, it is a call to faith. Yes, it is a call to let God truly touch our lives in a very personal way. Because that's actually what happened between Mary and Elizabeth. Elizabeth, who was old and with child, was going to be taken care of by Mary for those 3 months until John the Baptist was born. In a similar way, that's how God approaches us, to take care of us, to love us. The grace of God is open to each of us in our lived experience. So whether we're married, single, young, old, the Lord's coming to us through Mary to truly touch us and bless our lives. Remember reading an article. It was about the Passion Play. And it's the famous Passion Play that's been going on for many, many years, both in Germany but here in the United States. And the play originally was a failure. Very few people went to see it. And they were getting to a point where they were about to end the show, literally. And the main character, whose name was Josel Mier, who played Jesus, was wondering, why wasn't the play successful? Because they were acting wonderfully. I mean, everybody did what they were supposed to do. They told the story. It was wonderful. And one day, when he was speaking the lines of, O ye of little faith, O ye who are troubled about tomorrow, you have little faith? All of a sudden it hit him that the question for him was no longer about acting. It was, did he believe Jesus' words? Did he believe Jesus' words? And was he willing to let those words truly touch his life? From that moment on, the play changed. And of course, we know now that it's still running. And it's extremely popular worldwide. Because the whole group of people, all the actors, changed the way they approached that particular play and their lives. And so that really becomes the question for us. Whatever's going on in our lives, first, do we believe that Jesus can touch it? Do we believe that Jesus can bring grace to it? Do we believe that Jesus can really bring a change to whatever's going on in our lives? If something needs healing, healing. If something needs forgiveness, forgiveness. If something needs to come to peace, peace. Do we really believe that? Because in the end, that's what happened to Mary and Elizabeth in the gospel. That one greeting. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But who am I? And that's the question for all of us. Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me carrying Jesus? He's coming to every single one of us this morning. And he's coming to touch our lives. Let's open our hearts as we enter this Eucharist, as we approach the altar to receive his body and blood, that he may become one with us, that we may truly step out in faith.